This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Panera, top the right circle, moves in, shoots, it's in, and the Rangers have won Game 7 in overtime.
I wanted last night to go on forever.
The only thing keeping Dave from going on a bender is the fact that we had this show.
I could only imagine the debauchery that would have ensued if you said, yeah, you know what, Dave, let's do it.
We'll see naked ladies.
That's all you got to say. Let's go. It would have been on.
We'll go to underground casino parlors.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
What's wrong with you?
A lot.
On 98.7 ESPN.
The big 7 o'clock hour, and this is a morning that you want to just soak on in, because you had a forever moment last night at Madison Square Garden. DPHRO Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. So Rangers took an early 1-0 lead, then it's 1-1, then they fall behind 2-1, tied at 2 not long after, and then Pittsburgh. You know what I wanted to ask you? Did Shesterkin misplay that? Should he have come out on that breakaway? Because it looked like he was kind of in no man's land and a little bit hesitant on that play.
Well, no, not come out. He came at what happens when you have, and Rodriguez actually had a really good game for Pittsburgh.
He had a good series for Pittsburgh.
You got to judge the speed, right? Like, I mean, Rodriguez is coming in fast. He got too deep, went down early, and the puck beats him over his glove, which is not usual for Igor. So he was deep.
And was it a bad goal?
No, it's not a bad goal. It's a break. I mean, he's just deep and down early. You can't call it a bad goal, but it's not. I mean, it's unusual to see him not play a breakaway kind of situation better than that.
So I think I remember this from the game last night. So Pittsburgh scored 2 power play goals, right?
Yep.
And then that goal from Rodriguez was, if not a shorthanded goal, like
just at the end.
So like a second or two after. Yep. So really, up until the Rangers scoring that power play goal in overtime, their special teams really let them down yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it might as well have been a shorthanded goal. I mean, Hedl has the turnover, and then they had the 2 power play goals. And you're taking offensive zone penalties, which is never what you want. You don't want to start taking penalties in the offensive zone.
Terrible.
Yeah, but again, I mean, this is
the high stick.
And there was, I mean, in watching the first couple periods of that game, too, it was like you're still saying to yourself watching that game, like, shoot. Like, I mean,
all game long.
Like you watch all these playoff games, man. Like, when teams are actually, you know, especially game sevens or like must win elimination kind of games, you know, teams are dialed in. They're focused. Like, they don't, you know, everyone's, you know, trying to make the right plays. They're paying attention to their assignments in the defensive zone, and goalies are really good. So, I mean, a lot of these series you're watching, it's broken plays, it's deflections. That's how you're scoring goals. So you can't afford it. And the fact, I mean, Tristan Jarry, which, again, I still can't believe they did what they did. Like, you want to talk about humongous stones. Guy's last game was on April 14th. April 14th. Can't play in Game 6, but he's your best option in Game 7.
Right. So I guess the question is, you brought it up on the pre-show call, why didn't you start him in Game 6?
Yeah, at least give him some runway. So if he is rusty, I mean, you're at home, first of all. And second of all, if he is rusty and he lets in a soft one or whatever, at least you know you have Game 7 and he'll be back acclimated to playing.
Sure. But do you think maybe the mindset is, you know what, we're going to go with Domingue. He gives us the better chance to win. But he was so bad in Game 6, he had no choice.
No, I can't imagine. I mean, Domingue was fine and he played good for them. But no, if you're going to go to your number one goalie at some point because he's your number one goalie and Jarry had a good regular season, and you're going to go to him in Game 7, you play him in Game 6.
So that's a head-scratcher from Sullivan, huh?
Well, it didn't cost him because Jarry actually played. He played good. He played. I mean, he had a good game. He wasn't the reason they lost.
No, he played well.
No, but Laffy ripping Pettersson's helmet off was part of the reason why that game was tied. I'm telling you what, I was, because I've been critical of him, I was really, really impressed with how we played in the first round.
I thought Kako played well. I thought Lafreniere played well.
But he stood out to me. He stood out because it's like he almost like this is like he just seemed like he this kind of hockey fit how he wants to play. Like he wasn't turning down hits. He was initiating contact. He was aggressive. He was in on the forecheck. Like it's just He looked like he belonged. This wasn't like he wasn't overwhelmed at all.
No.
Because sometimes guys like that, like sometimes guys, this what's overwhelming is the physicality picks up, right? It's so close, it's so tight that guys sometimes shy away from that.
He welcomed this series. Yeah, no, he did. He welcomed this series. All right, 1-800-919-3776. I mean, this is obviously the story of the day. Rangers advance in Game 7, trailed the series 3-1, win Game 5, win Game 6, win Game 7. When you step back and really think about it, Rick, you allowed 7 goals in Game 4. Your starter got pulled. You're at home. What did you say?
Yeah, you gave up 7 goals in both of those games.
Right. Game 3 was 7 goals but 2 empty netters. But, I mean, Game 4 was 7 legitimate goals. You come home. The Garden in Santiago can attest to this. Was not the same buzz. Was not the same juice. And he said a little late arriving. Not the same feeling in Game 5 that you had in Games 1 and 2. You fall behind 2-0. And you come back to win that game. Then you go on the road. You fall behind 2-0 again, and you come back to win. And then you're home for what is just pandemonium at the Garden. You fall behind 2-1. You fall behind 3-2. You tie it, and you win it. That's Hollywood ending kind of stuff.
It's the first time it's ever happened. I told you that.
Ever.
It's the first time that's ever happened. 3 come-from-behind wins in elimination games in the same series. It's never happened before.
Remarkable. Here is Gerard Gallant on coming back from a 3-1 series hole.
It sure fits this team. There's no doubt about that. They find a way. And again, I'm really proud of them. I knew tonight was going to be a battle. We talked about the 7th game being at home, but we fell behind most of the game and we found a way to battle back.
As they did all season and as they did all series.
Yeah, I think this game in a nutshell was what the Rangers season was.
Yes. Yes,
Sturken was great. They're resilient. They fight back. Come from behind. Win power play when you need it. Right, that's the sign of a really good power play. When you need a goal, they went out. I mean, they called the timeout and said, "Hey, listen, fellas, this is it. We want to end this. Let's end this thing right now. We don't want to sit here for two overtimes, 3 overtimes. We saw how that played out. Let's not leave this to chance. You'll be out there for all 2 minutes. Let's get it done." And Panarin stepped up and got it done. I'll tell you this too: having Tyler Mott back is huge. Is huge. He had a really good game last night, but his style of play, how responsible is he? He is defensively. Getting him back is big for the Rangers.
Well, we'll see. You think Goodrow might come back in this series?
I think he broke something in his foot. So who knows? Once they start talking week to week, that usually is the sign of like a broken bone.
It sure is. Let's get to the calls. Gene in Fort Lee. Good morning, Gene. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on, buddy?
Everything's good. I just wanted to talk about that Rangers win yesterday. I celebrated as if like they won the Stanley Cup. And I'm not really a big hockey fan. But like Rick said, you can just feel the atmosphere through the TV. I just wanted to, I guess, ask a question. Is New York back? Like, I know this wasn't a finals victory, but the Yankees got the best record in baseball. The Mets are the best team in the National League. And the Rangers just showed... like they have the heart. Is New York back to the sports capital?
No.
No.
Are they back to the sports capital? No. I mean our football still stinks until
basketball.
The Knicks were lousy this year.
Nets got swept.
No. Are we trending in the right direction? Yeah. I think that's a very fair statement. Are we the sports capital? I mean, look at Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Right? Look at Boston.
By the way, and I'm going to say this now because I'll forget it and I won't say it. It'll be gone for the rest of the week. I was just thinking about this because I saw a preview for the PGA Championship is coming up this week.
Mickelson, you going to mention?
No, which I'm excited about. So they showed, there was like an animation of Joe Buck and Michael Collins, the caddy, and they're doing something with the PGA Championship. And my first thought when I heard Joe Buck's voice is, how disrespectful is Fox that you got your two best guys, Joe Buck does the World Series, and you don't just pay them whatever they want, but Tom Brady, who no one's ever heard do a game, here's 10 for 375.
I can't believe he's getting 10 for 375.
Like, if I was Joe Buck in Toronto, I would feel a way about that. Like, are you going to, like, we can't just get the money down, like, hey, no problem, fellas, you guys are the best, let's get this done, we want to keep you. No. We're going to let you go. to our benefit because now we have him at ESPN. And Tom Brady, who no one's heard call a game. You know what, Tom? Once you're done, whenever it is, could be this year, whenever, here's 10 years, 375.
It is remarkable. Now, you keep a notepad in front of you, right?
Yep.
That's not something you could have like made a note for and we could have brought up later or in the coming days?
Oh, no, I would have forgot it.
Right, but hence the notepad.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't even have looked at it because I wouldn't have looked down at the notes for that.
Remember that awful caller earlier during the morning?
Do not put me in the same category as that.
No, I'm not putting. No, he owned it. He just tweeted. He said, "Just want to apologize for my call. I took on too much trying to make all of my points. I appreciate the airtime anyway."
No, but he didn't make any points.
Well, you know what? That's the point. And then he lists us all. He says, "Thank you for putting up with my ramblings. This is the best show on air."
Oh, I feel bad now.
Why would you feel bad? You suck at that button. That's why.
It's nothing to do with the button. I just feel bad.
It's a bad call
for the guy. He's tweeting an apology
because he was bad.
Could you imagine if Santiago had like the nuclear football? What would happen?
We'd all forget it.
Yeah, everybody would be dead. You can't trust this guy. You can't wait.
You know what? Santiago is a fine man. Came to visit us in the suite last night. We all took a picture together.
You can say it. You're setting him up. Yeah, Santiago's great. What are you going to say about him? You can say it.
I have nothing to say. I love Raymond. But, I have nothing but love this morning for anybody, except that call was just rambling on. But other than that, I have nothing but love today.
His use of the dumping calls is questionable.
It's not the strength of his producing game, but, I mean, no one is perfect.
I'm not apologizing
for that.
See, but this is the problem, though.
He'd be talking about, like, I mean, he was just going on.
I mean,
he'd still be rambling.
Wouldn't dropping him early have defeated the purpose of free-range radio? Isn't that the entire point?
Well, it's not free-range, like, you can just go on forever.
Yeah, but at some point,
Raymond, I'm getting in your ear repeatedly, hey, do you want me to drop this?
Raymond.
It's not like I didn't ask
you. What do you want me to say? You have a conversation with you? Yeah, Ray, please drop this.
All you have to say is thank you for the call. That's literally all you have to say. You know this.
No, Raymond, here's the issue, though. Like, you go to the store, you buy the free-range eggs. At a certain point, the free-range ends. Like, there's a fence. Like, we can't lose all the chickens, otherwise we're not going to have any eggs. Like, it's to a point. Like, we're free-range to a point.
That's right.
We got to bring you back in.
You need to know when the free range ends.
We got to bring you back in.
Sounds like you don't have trustworthy chickens.
that's
what it sounds
like.
That's not
the moral of the story, Ray.
Raymond, I'm going to need that for Thursday. Thank you.
That's not the moral of the story. Sounds like you don't have trustworthy chickens. If you had that on your bingo card this morning on the show, congratulations. Jay in Stamford. Jay, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Oh, yeah. I got two kind of points, I guess. My first one, I mean, watching the game yesterday was like watching a Rangers home broadcast. I mean, it was almost like the Penguins didn't exist a little bit. Secondary, when he took Pettersson's helmet off, how is that not a penalty before the Zibanejad goal? I mean, like, he was holding him
behind the
so
net.
Much that as he tried to get away, he yanked his helmet off.
Well, because they're wrestling behind the net. I mean, that's just a little back and forth behind the net. They fall down, helmet pops off.
I understand that it's playoff hockey and they let a lot more go, but I mean, that was just, I mean, like, yanked his helmet off. I just felt like that was like a little bit.
Jay, let me see if I have figured you out. You hate the Rangers, right?
Jay's a Penguins fan.
I'm a Penguins fan, but yeah. I don't hate the Rangers. I'm going to cheer for him in the next round.
No, you can't cheer for him in the next
round. Yeah, of course he can. Welcome
What's wrong
aboard,
with you?
Jay.
They just eliminated your team, man. Come on.
No, but you could tell. Oh, the broadcast was focused on the Rangers. There should have been a penalty behind the net. Where is Jay with the high stick, huh?
No, we all understand, though, too. Like, it wasn't like he got stuck on the ice without his helmet and, you know, was just sitting there with no helmet on when the Rangers scored. Like, he made it back to the bench, and Letang actually came out on the ice and was the one standing in front of the net.
Correct.
Like, it's also on you
like
to know the rule.
It was a man advantage for the Rangers at that moment.
Well, yeah, like, know the rule that you can put your helmet on, maybe. Or, yeah, once you get on the ice, if you're Letang, like, let's sort it out.
Yeah, that's not what happened at all.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Kyle in Patchogue. We go out to Long Island. Kyle, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking the call. So last night was awesome. Great win from the Rangers. Pretty much a new hockey fan. I just started watching hockey this year.
Okay.
I wanted to see what your guys' opinion would be. When can I consider myself an actual fan? If now I've watched the last 5 games in a row. I went to 1 hockey game this year. Uh-huh. Had a blast.
I think you're a hockey fan.
Just
decide which team you want to root for.
Well, you're a Rangers fan, right, Kyle?
It sounds like you're locked into the Rangers. Be a Rangers fan.
But when is that official? Like, when can I consider myself not a bandwagon
fan? If you're a Rangers fan, you're a Rangers fan. But how old are you, Kyle?
26.
What took so long for you to get involved in hockey?
No one in my family or my friends are really hockey fans.
Right.
And this year, some of my coworkers went to a game, and man, it's been fun.
So like you went to a game. You were wowed by going because it's unbelievable in person. And since then, you've been hooked.
Yeah. I also went to a Union hockey game in UBS Arena. I was sitting there, floor seat against the glass. That was a lot of fun as well. So, I'll tell you what, though.
You need to make a decision. Like, right now on this show, who's your team? Who do you root for?
Yo, Dave, I'm right with you right now. Rangers, not right now, forever. That's my team now.
Okay. I think you're indoctrinated, Kyle. Yeah. I think you're a fan of the Rangers.
I think he qualifies.
Yeah.
Went to a regular season game. It's not like he just started watching. I mean, he's watching now, obviously, but he went to a regular season game. He's in.
I have more respect for him than someone that roots for a team and then switches teams.
Yeah, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard.
Yep, I agree. Connor,
well, sometimes,
Albany,
you know, when
morning.
you get to that 36-year-old, the 36 years old, Dave, and you're as a young fan, you got to make some choices.
And welcome aboard.
I don't understand. I'm not. I mean, Hank Azaria is the fraud of the story.
Oh, of course he is. Yeah.
36-year-old.
And then it takes a while.
I was a Mets fan. I was a Mets fan and a Yankees fan.
Yeah, I don't get it.
He's a fraud.
Oh, maybe he just said 36 is when the light went off.
Well, I know it was the moment that Piazza had the bat thrown at him from Clemens, and then that was it. Hank Azaria could take no more.
That was it. Mets for life.
Yeah, at that very moment. Connor in Albany. Good morning, Connor.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Big win last night and loved seeing the little guys come through, but I feel like we've only seen the real Rangers in bits and pieces so far. They haven't been able to put together a full 60 minutes. Do you think that's more coaching or inexperience? And if they do you think they have a chance against Carolina?
Yeah, here's the thing, though. I would make the argument that you saw a lot of the real Rangers in the series. They don't defend well.
No.
They lost a ton of faceoffs. I mean, their goalie in spurts played great. Last night their power play came through. But, there's inexperience. I told you that I thought Mike Sullivan in this series was a better coach. But, I mean, you're stepping up now, man. I mean, Pittsburgh has experience. They had Crosby and everything else. But as far as, you know, going from Pittsburgh to now Carolina, like, you can't afford to have the defensive zone lapses and stuff against this Carolina team. You can't.
No, you step up in class. And again, I really wanted to avoid moving forward and discussing what's next on the horizon for this team. But I'll tell you this. If the Rangers play like they did in the next series, it won't be a long series.
No, it won't. I would agree with that.
Let's go to Eric in Morristown. Good morning, Eric. You're next up on 98.7, buddy.
Good morning, guys. I agree with you, Dave. On the horizon, long term, I really like this group of guys. They're going to develop and turn into a really solid, good hockey team. Let's put it into perspective. Hopefully, we can go deep in the playoffs this year. But and a sign of a good team is always coming back, but you can't always be coming back in the playoffs. It's going to get rougher. We can't be falling behind like this all the time and expecting these guys to grind it out. I mean, they do, and they're gritty, and I love it, but, you know, that only goes so far. We got to play better long-term. But I do like these guys. And Kyle, you don't know the meaning of a long-suffering Ranger fan. You need some suffrage.
Well, here's the thing. He didn't say he's a long-suffering Rangers fan. He just said, does he have to be, Dave.
Well, listen,
it's not his fault that he picked this time to become a fan. Is he the same fan as you, Eric, or me? No, but I don't think I want to stand in the way of letting this guy become a fan.
We'll let him on board, but let him know he's got to have his heart broken a few times.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about that. I mean, that typically happens with the Rangers.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate it, Eric. 1-800-919-3776. Boy, that was a lot last night. That was a lot to deal with.
No, but you handled it well, I think. Until the last probably hour or so when you started to unravel a little bit.
I don't think I unraveled though.
No, I think you were on the verge of unraveling. I mean,
had they lost, you would have seen me unravel.
No. I think if RJ said, you know what, Dave, I think we should do exactly what you just said. Let's go. I don't think you'd be at the show right now.
Yeah, but I had guys that were there to keep me in place.
We'll go to Underground Casino Parlors. We'll see naked ladies.
Ray was there. Dawn was there. We had a member of the FBI was there.
Yeah, I'm not worried about what happened. Yeah, but here's the thing, though. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm not talking about unraveling in the suite. You did a hell of a job in the suite. Your boss, you're moving chairs. Yeah, I mean, you got a guy.
No, you know what the beauty of me is? I wasn't moving chairs.
No, this is the beauty of you because you're great at making people do, you know, things for you, which is awesome. My father-in-law is the same. What I'm saying is once the game is over now and you're the one that doesn't want to leave the suite and you're stealing mustard and cake pops and everything you get your hands on, and then you try to abduct RJ and you're taking him to pizza, like this is when the unraveling is starting.
I'm great with vendors.
You kept it very composed in the suite. It's the aftermath.
It could have gone sideways, but I was kept on the straight and narrow.
Yes, thank God for the show.
Thank God. Because otherwise it would be you breaking down this game solo this morning.
Which is ugly. Which could be ugly. Let's not lie.
So Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday.
And then a potential game 6 on a Saturday. How about that?
Game 6 on Saturday. So that's what? That's Memorial Day weekend then.
Well, Saturday action.
Would game 7 be Memorial Day night?
It's Monday, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is a lot for me.
All right. Big stuff.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Oh, yeah, baby. There's Santiago coming through in the clutch, much like a Mika Zibanejad goal or a goal from number 10, Artemi Panarin. So you're going to be on KJM. What time is that this morning?
I think it's right after the show.
Right after our show, you're going to join their show.
I'm going to join their show, yeah.
So you're going to have some good hockey talk.
I guess, yeah. Apparently we're going to talk about how far the Rangers can go.
Will you tell the country and that show how you disappointed our show last night?
If they ask, yeah. I'm an open book.
But they're going to ask, were you at the game?
Maybe they will. I mean, we're going to do crosstalk before. I mean, before I do KJM, we'll do crosstalk with...
So it's Keyshawn, it's J. Will, and it's Max.
Yeah.
Who would you anticipate joins us for Crosstalk today?
It's an excellent question. I would say Max, probably.
You think Max?
Max, yeah. Yankees win. I'm Max.
You think he's going to drone on about how great the Yankees are today when the Rangers just had this win for the ages?
Yeah, he'll talk about nastiness. Yeah.
See, I don't think so.
Oh, do you know something that I don't know?
I don't know that I know something you don't know, but I would say not Max.
Not Max. All right.
That would be my guess, but we'll find out.
You think Jay will? Well, Jay will clearly is the one that loves doing it the most.
Key doesn't like us.
He likes me a lot. He does not like you.
Right.
Because you pronounce his name wrong.
Okay. Can we practice here for a minute? Keyshawn. Now you say it.
Keyshawn.
So did we not just say it the exact same way?
I think I say it better, but we'll find out.
You might say it better, but I say it right there in the same vein as you.
Yeah, I think we just stick with Key. Just call him Key. He seems to like that. Let's not agitate him.
We might do a naked calendar together, though.
Which I don't know if is in your best interest, but, I mean, again, it depends on how I set the photo up.
But do you think I care? Like, real, if the Giants win the Super Bowl, do you think I care what my best interest is? That's my best interest.
Well, but this is for life, though. No, the Super Bowl, yes, is for life also, but this... I mean, do you understand the amount of calendars that will be sold?
Good. What would you look to get per calendar?
Oh,
$14.99 a calendar?
No, more than that.
$19.99 a calendar.
Yeah, at the minimum. This is 12 months of very erotic stuff we're talking
very,
about.
Very, very, or mildly erotic stuff.
No, sounds like you don't have trustworthy chickens.
That could be your best line. It could be your best line in the history
ever,
of the show.
Ever. Or you know what a great line from him was? The telltale little boop. It was a great line.
Yes. Yeah, I haven't used that one in a while. I always ask him what he wants me to use for his drop, and he never.
Telltale little boop there tells you that was on his end.
I love
Who
it.
Cares? You can be completely naked, do whatever you want. Notorious for rolling out of bed and just popping the headphones on.
Nasty.
That was nasty.
He can be very nasty.
By the way, how about these NHL playoffs? How we're shaping up now? We got Tampa, Florida.
Right. So we got a regional matchup there.
And then we got Calgary, Edmonton, the battle.
And they hate each other, don't they?
Oh, my goodness. It is going to be a did you see what it looked like outside of the arenas in Edmonton and in Calgary and Toronto?
Yes. But by the way, Toronto.
I know.
I mean, don't you just feel like you would like to hug those people?
No.
Very
happy.
You don't like Toronto?
I despise Canada.
The whole country?
I hate Canada, yeah.
So you don't like the Rangers.
Nope.
You don't like the Penguins.
Nope.
Yet you hate Canada.
Yep.
I mean,
hate Philly.
You have a lot. You don't like Philadelphia. You despise them maybe the most. You have a very dark heart.
No. A very bright heart. I just have a special place in my heart for those certain groups.
So who outside of the Islanders, which I know is your beloved, who do you like?
I don't like any of them, but I mean, there's teams
Well, who do you not hate?
Less. Well, I mean, for different reasons. I mean, I don't really hate Dallas because I like going to play in Dallas. Didn't really hate L.A. I mean, there's a lot of places.
I mean, the fact that you hate an entire country.
I like Montreal. I shouldn't say that. I do like the city of Montreal. I like
We could have a good time in Montreal.
No, you wouldn't, because I'd go there. We'd go together, and I'd have to leave by myself because I would lose you in Montreal.
What happened? Dave didn't make it out of Montreal.
No, Dave, I don't think you make it out of Montreal. I don't.
It's a good city.
And I think you'd be happy. Montreal's got a good bagel.
It's got a beautiful bagel.
It's got a beautiful bagel.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be... I don't even want to say.
Yeah, no, I know. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Eli in Brooklyn. Good morning, Eli. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
How we doing? We're doing great, Eli. We're
exactly.
Doing great.
Love it. All right, so I got a question. We started out the series pretty strong, and then I find myself screaming at the TV, why aren't we shooting the puck? I don't know if it was you guys or another show earlier in the season that said we're going for some immaculate goal every time. You got to pass it 100 times to try to get that ace. Why can't we just shoot the puck?
They did it last night too, and I think it was me that said it. It looks like every goal they're attempting to get, Rick, they want it to be this 5-star immaculate play. Just shoot the puck on net.
They get cute. They have the tendency to try to get too cute. And the reality of the postseason is that, you know, you're going to get a lot more chances by getting guys, you know, getting players and pucks to the net and having broken plays and deflections. Because these goalies, I mean, you're facing the best teams, and for the most part, with some of the best goalies. So, yeah, I mean, listen, when you have skill, I get it. There's that, you know, there's that feeling that, okay, like, I mean, Panarin, that's what he does. Like, there's a feeling from him that, okay, I can make that extra pass, and I'm going to give my teammate, you know, an open net. But, you know, sometimes, and I think they did a better job of that later, in that power play especially. Like, they had Panarin on his one-time side. And he was shooting the puck early in that overtime power play, and then he came back over to his, you know, to the side he's usually on, and it's a shot well placed with traffic in front that ends up winning it.
That's right. You get traffic in front. That's another thing I don't think they do very well. Just get bodies in front of the net.
Well, you want to cause chaos is what you want to do in the offensive zone, right? Like now you want guys, because things will break down now, and you get, you know, bodies and pucks to the net, broken plays, goalies trying to see through traffic. I mean, it's just. Especially with Tristan Jarry, that's like that's the one thing in practice. Like, I don't care how many, and he's been out since, you know, April, is in practice you can do all the goalie practices and, you know, skate with the team and everything else, but you can't simulate the contact in front of the net and all the, you know, all the screens and all the different stuff going on. So that would have been goal number one for me going into that game if I'm the coach. I'm like, listen, guys, this guy, I mean, Tristan Jarry hasn't played in how long? So, I mean, yeah, and play, so it's April 14th. Let's get a lot of traffic and make him look around, keep him in his net, make him uncomfortable.
And I don't feel like they did a very good job of that last night, though.
No, I thought Tristan Jarry actually looked pretty good. They have to, if they have any hope in this Carolina series, they're going to have to do more of that.
Let's go to Joe in Maine. Wow, up to Maine. Joe, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen, on this wonderful Rangers Monday. I hear one more Rangers fan say, we need to, we should have, I'm going to lose it. We are less than 12 hours from the win. We need to be celebrating only.
That's right.
That's right.
We've actually made a concerted effort, Joe, to not even talk about the Carolina series today. We want to just bask in the victory over Pittsburgh.
In the glory.
Yeah.
In the glory. In the glory of it all. So my point is, I don't know if enough has been said about the importance of Crosby being out game six, not because the best player for the Penguins was not on the ice, but because it allowed Mika to stop worrying about Crosby and find his game. And Mika and Kreider, with the chemistry they have, if he's playing the way he's been playing game six and game seven, we're looking good against Carolina for their offense. One thing, shout out to the ESPN New York app, allowing me to listen very easily from up here in Maine. And I'll hang up now, guys. Thanks so much.
There you go. I mean, the app is, again, and I hate to just reiterate it, but I can't help it because it's so easy to use. All you do is go to the App Store, type in ESPN New York, and then boom, you download it and you're done. And now you have it, and you can just carry it around and listen to the station as best you like. How about this, by the way? My mom sent me a text at 12:11 on Saturday afternoon. She calls me David. She says, David, per your instruction, I just added the ESPN app on my phone. How cool is this? Now I can hear some of your on-air weekday antics with Rick. Have a
you
great
better
time.
Be nice.
Yeah, have a great time at Billy Joel and enjoy the Rangers game tomorrow night.
It's good that she gave you a heads up so you don't say anything nasty.
Well, I wouldn't say anything nasty. I love my mom.
No, I know you love her, but you're not always complimentary.
Well, I'm
the one that has to stand up.
I think I'm honest. I mean, she can be a handful, but she's wonderful.
Sometimes you're a little bit too honest. Let's tone down the honesty.
You call your mother Mickey Rourke, and you're giving me a hard time about how I treat my mom?
Yeah, but she knows that. I say that to her face. She looks great, by the way. To her
Mickey Rourke-looking face, you say it too. That's nasty.
He's a big time actor. It's a compliment.
Big time actor. You can't even tell who he is anymore.
It's a compliment.
And the rest of you are like, who is that guy? That was a good movie, by the way.
Which one?
The Wrestler.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Very good movie. Let's go to Jordan. Do you not feel like a lot of people that consume the show have been having babies recently, Rick?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Jordan in Port Washington. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, guys. My son is 1-0. He didn't want to miss game 7, came out a little early on a few weeks early on Saturday morning.
So, Rangers win Friday night. Your son pops out on Saturday morning, and you watch game 7 with him in the hospital Sunday night.
No, my wife threw me out of the hospital because I'm a lunatic. She said, go home and watch it.
Nice.
It sounds about right.
Yeah. See? That's a beautiful thing. Well, congratulations on the baby. We're thrilled for you.
Thank you very much. Let's go, Rangers.
Let's go, Rangers. That's the theme of the morning. Let's go, Rangers.
We have had a lot of babies.
Right? We had I don't remember names, so I apologize, but the guy from Patchogue, right?
He called us on the way to the hospital.
Called on the way to the hospital. We had the guy who was giving like play-by-play of the birth earlier today that had the twins, one that looked like Aaron Judge. Then we had this nice gentleman from Port Washington. So, yeah, we're having a lot of babies on the show recently. Yeah,
I don't think he said that the baby looked like Aaron Judge.
That's what I heard. I think he said the baby looked like Aaron Judge.
No, I don't think that's what he said.
That's what I heard. You know, when are you going to have another baby?
I'm not.
I think that's a mistake.
No, it's not a mistake. I think it's the right call.
I think you have a lot of love to give. I think you're a good dad, and you can't have enough kids.
I think we're good.
You're going to regret it one day, I'm just telling you. You're going to look back and be like, you know what, I should have had a fourth.
No, I have three beautiful kids.
I regret not having a third.
Well, yeah, but that's it. I'm telling you. Anyone that tells you that there's no jump from 2 to 3 is lying to you. It's a big jump.
3 to 4, but 3 to 4, I've heard, is nothing. Like very easy to navigate.
You are an idiot.
Let's go to Corey in Greenwich. Corey, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Sorry, guys. I don't have a baby this morning, but if my cow has a baby, I can name it Ranger for you today.
Go make a baby right after the show. With the cow.
No, not with the cow.
No, I'm saying it's, you can inseminate the cow, can't you?
No, you're not going to.
Yeah, we do all the time. But basically, every day we have someone doing that.
See, I told you. Every day they do it.
Oh, all right. I don't know what else to say, but eat more chicken. Isn't there a slogan?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So
sounds Corey, like you don't have trustworthy chickens.
Would you ever let Raymond work on the farm, Corey?
Yeah, if you don't mind getting his hands dirty, yeah, we can shovel some poop.
It's just not for Ray.
Ray, would you like to work on the farm?
I've worked on a farm before.
No, stop it.
Why would I lie about that?
You've worked on a farm?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Summer as a farmhand?
Baling hay?
No,
hanging up
stop
on people?
It.
Yeah. But I don't think there's any hanging up on people.
Yeah, I hung up on people on the farm summer. All right, Corey, go ahead. What do you have?
What team in the NFL is a quarterback away from Drew Brees to a Super Bowl?
To
a Super Bowl?
Remember, Corey, last we saw Drew Brees, he did not look so good.
I don't know about that.
Your point to
the Saints. I mean, the Saints just signed Jarvis Landry, too. They got a good defense.
What? So you think he goes back to New Orleans?
No, I'm not saying he could go back to New Orleans, but, I mean, you want to look for a team. I mean, there you go. Look at that team.
So you don't have to look far. So he put out a tweet last night, and I guess this is what Corey's talking about. Says, despite speculation from media about my future this fall, I'm currently undecided. I may work for NBC, which I don't think is happening, right? Didn't they move on from him?
Oh, he's done with NBC, yeah. I just actually read that like 2 minutes ago.
Right. I may play football again. I may focus on business and philanthropy. I may train for the pickleball tour, which would be great. Senior golf tour, coach my kids, or all of the above. I'll let you know. So unless you just want the attention, why would you say I may play football again?
I guess to throw it out there, see if anyone's interested. Maybe.
But you need to put it on Twitter? Like you couldn't just place a back channel call to a team?
Just have your agent pick up the phone,
right?
Maybe.
It needs to be for public consumption?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he... I would imagine that he didn't expect this whole TV thing to only last a year.
Please, can we be honest?
He was very honest. He wasn't good at all.
He was not very good.
No. No, he wasn't.
Outside of having a full head of hair now, he was not very good.
Yeah, I'm still in shock that Brady's going to do this, to be honest.
He's getting $375 million.
No, I know, but he's already made over three. With endorsements and everything else, I'm sure he's over $500 million. But I'm just saying, you retired for 40 days because you told us you wanted to, you owe it to your family. You want to spend some time with your family. That lasted 40 days.
And now you're locked into, you're at least 56.
Until your next 10 years.
Right. After you retire.
Exactly right.
So that could be another year, two, three. We don't know what that's going to be. And now you're locked into 10 more years.
All right. So by the way, so let's put a beautiful little exclamation point on what happened last night.
Okay. Just to let you know, you're eating into Santiago's three-star time. But go ahead.
Very easy. So Shesterkin last night, as far as chances were concerned, the Pittsburgh Penguins doubled the Rangers in high-quality chances. Their expected goals for last night was five and a half goals. They only scored three. So there you go.
So 5.5 and they scored three.
Yep.
And so don't anybody tell me he wasn't, again, exceptional last night. All right, Raymond, a lot to choose from. Three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Oh, we're apparently the show of babies being born. We've had the call from last week who called back in today. Healthy baby boy. Had the one caller who rambled on a little bit about the twins. His wife delivering a couple of Judgian blasts, I think he said.
It was the Judgian blast that made the twins.
careful.
One of the children looked like Aaron Judge is what I believe I heard.
So, you know, maybe we'll get stories in the coming weeks about how babies were conceived to the show. That'll be a shot for you
guys.
That
would be great.
Number two.
Oh, Artemi Panarin. Looked like it was going to be a bad ending for him, but he now goes down in Rangers Game 7 lore. Rangers move on. Artemi Panarin, he's the hero.
Number one.
You know who was the hero last night in the suite? It was Dave Rothenberg, the king of the suites. He's having Adam Graves move chairs. He's bossing people around. He's telling large, muscular men to get out of his way. But actually, the number one star should actually be Dawn because she got all this stuff on video. You can go check out the ESPN 98.7 Twitter. And you can go see some of Dave's antics, him dropping F-bombs, which had to be bleeped out. But, you know. Fun night at Madison Square Garden. So.
It was a stressful night. It was a fun night. It was a night for the ages. I was there. Raymond was there. RJ was there. Our esteemed program director, Ryan Hurley, was there. Adam Graves was there. Stephane Matteau was there. The one we were missing was the big toe. There was no...
Matteau!
There was no Rick DiPietro. All right, Rick. I told you we were going to have a special guest here on Crosstalk. It's not Keyshawn. It's not Jay Will. It's not Max. It is their producer, who is a fanatical Rangers fan, is in a great mood this morning. We say good morning to Evan Wilner. Good morning, Evan.
Man, do I have intro music? This is incredible. This is big time.
No, you are. You are big time. You're big time. So where were you watching this game last night?
I was watching it on my couch with my wife. We have been through, as I said to her, way too many Game 7s in the playoffs with the Rangers. We started dating we met in 2014, started dating at the end of 2014. So we've been through the 14 playoffs, the 15 playoffs, the 16 playoffs, and the 17 playoffs. And I said to her, man, we've been through way too many Game 7s together. And she goes, we have?
She didn't even know.
No, she didn't. I had no clue. She had no clue that we've watched like five Game 7s in the playoffs together.
So here's my question to you. Why were you not at the game last night?
Where was my invite is the bigger question.
Well, you produce KJM. You are one of the big names and big faces at ESPN Radio. You don't think you could have been swinging it at the Garden last night?
I don't know. I didn't even think about it. I was home watching
exactly.
On my couch, enjoying it, and I guess I thought more about the sleep that I wasn't going to get if I went to the game and then had to drive 2 hours home. So, yeah, making a lot of excuses here, but I probably should have been at the game.
I'll tell you exactly where your invite was. It was with the two guys that are now announcing the 2-on-2 game.
Oh, I mean, Carlin and Canty?
Yeah, why don't you pick up the phone, call them.
I will.
You know what? It's a it's a valid point. Because Evan,
I mean, I'm more so going to call Carlin because I'm afraid of Canty. He scares me.
He's not scary.
He's intimidating. And so
RJ Santillo, our very own, shut him down on a pass rush at a Christmas party.
Yeah, he taught him pass rushing techniques, and it was overwhelming for Canty. But here's the thing. You have those guys calling the 2-on-2 when Rick and I were promised that was going to be the two of us. So what gives?
Yeah, I didn't make any promises to anyone. We just, you know, went with the best for the booth. I mean, do you think
Greg Olson's
mad that all of a sudden Tom Brady becomes available, so they go with Tom Brady?
You consider Canty and or Carlin to be Tom Brady of ESPN Radio?
I would say from a play-by-play perspective, Chris Carlin is Joe Buck, and that's a compliment.
Oh, my God.
And I would say Chris Canty is Tom Brady, yeah. So it's the best booth they could get.
Evan, all I'm saying
is... You said what?
If there was an animal I would compare Carlin to, it wouldn't be a buck. How big is this booth,
you're
Evan?
Saying he shows up in Game 7?
Is this a triple X booth, by the way?
How big is this booth? You know how much money you're going to have to spend building this booth now?
I mean, it's not really a booth. It's courtside.
Yeah,
so,
where's the booth? On the Intrepid?
You better wheel in some extra air or something.
Yeah.
Are you gonna have a CPAP machine? That's my question. You gonna have paddles? You better make sure you have it all covered, my friend.
I thought we were talking Rangers and how the Penguins are a team that may complain more than any other team in all of professional sports.
Oh, stop it.
They didn't even know the rule. Like, I went back and found this happened to them last year against the Islanders in the playoffs where John Marino went off the ice with his helmet. He picked up his helmet, ran off the ice with his helmet. Why don't you know the rule? The Penguins don't know the rule. Clearly, Mike Sullivan, after they made this mistake last year, didn't know the rule. That's what we're talking about in 10 seconds with Rick.
All right, Rick, I think you should boycott the show, being that we're not calling the 2-on-2. But that's up to you. Evan, thank you. We'll talk to you maybe never again because we usually have KJ or M. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, play a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg and...
Let's go, Rangers.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.